go. That's the birthday. That's the birthday. Oh, snap, Z-Pack. We have a very, very special episode for you guys tonight. In fact, we were going to talk about a viral video about a pharmacy where a woman complained and ranted and raved about how long she had to wait in line in the pharmacy to get her medication and how that backfired in a major way. And I was thinking, finally, the unspoken masses of pharmacists who are holding it down for Health 3.0 across the country are going to get the attention from Incident Report that they have long deserved and have yet to receive. And I was so fired up, and then boom, about 40 people sent me this breaking news. Let's roll the clip.
Brad, I'm just putting on speaker so you can. So I have this, it says obtaining blood samples for police enforcement from patients suspected to be under the influence. Okay? This is something that you guys agreed to with this hospital. The three things that allow us to do that are if you have an electronic warrant, patient consent, or patient under arrest. And neither of those things, the patient can't consent. He's told me repeatedly that he doesn't have a warrant and the patient is not under arrest. So I'm just trying to do the, what I'm supposed to do. That's all. So.
Okay, so I take it without those in place, I'm not going to get blood. Is that, am I fair to surmise that?
Alex, you're not representing
Okay.
Why is he continuing to blame
you? I don't know. I have no idea why he's blaming me. I'm just representing.
Why are you blaming the messenger, sir?
She's the one that has told me no.
Yeah, but sir, you're making a huge mistake right now. Like, you're making a huge mistake because you're threatening a nurse.
Okay. No, we're done. We're done. You're under arrest. We're going. We're done.
Not
done.
So, for those of you who don't know what just happened, that was a nurse in Salt Lake City named Alex Wubbles, and she was working in a burn unit. That was body cam footage from a police officer who was there, a detective named Jeff Payne, Detective Payne, ironically. And he was trying to get a blood sample on an intubated and sedated burn patient who was the victim of a massive car accident, was driving a truck, got head-oned by a pickup, I believe, and was in the burn unit since July 26th. And this was August 30th or 31st, 30th. And he had come in to get this blood sample because they wanted to test this victim who was actually a reserve police officer from Idaho, and this was released after the fact, so I'm not violating HIPAA. This is what's reported in the Salt Lake Tribune, and came to get a blood draw. The nurse, Alex Wubbles, explained to the officer several times that there's a hospital policy that you can't draw blood unless the patient gives consent. Patient was unconscious, intubated, and sedated. There's a judge's order or a warrant, or the patient was under arrest. So you're under arrest, there's a judge's order or warrant to do it, or the patient gives consent. And they had none of those three things. That's what led to that interaction. So to describe it further, the nurse, from what we understand, and again, this is our shitty first draft of what we're seeing. We literally saw this video 30 minutes ago, because it was sent to us by about 400 Z-Packers, and decided to talk about this. Don't worry, we're going to talk about the pharmacist tomorrow. We haven't abandoned you, pharmacy guys. We love you. But this takes precedence today because it just happened, and we want to give you our response and our processing. So she's explained to the officer with the administration on the phone. So that's who was on the phone is some hospital authority, and she'd gone through a couple of them, and they were explaining that, yeah, this is the hospital policy. And if you listen carefully in the video, the officer saying, well, this is what's going on, and the hospital official on the administrator, presumably on the phone, is saying, well, don't get mad at the messenger. She's telling you what our policy is. You're making a mistake because you're harassing a nurse. And which, by the way, we learned in the first day of medical school, never mess with the nurses, right? Well, this officer didn't understand that. And then what you saw happened. Something snapped. He got physical, grabbed her, pushed her outside in front of everybody on the unit, and arrested her, and she's screaming. Now, I don't know about you, but my unconscious elephant reaction to this is, holy fucking shit, are you kidding me? You laid hands on a nurse in her place of business for doing her job? That's not gonna end well for you, Detective Payne. That's my first shitty first draft. I suspect subsequent revisions might leave it unchanged, but what do you think, Tom?
Oh, dude, as somebody whose wife is a nurse, this video infuriates me to no end. Because she used to work the ER, and if she was treated in this way, I would be furious. In the comments, I have two people that know both of the people involved, two separate people.
Tell me.
So Katie Jo says, Alex is amazing and sweet. I have seen her save multiple lives. This policeman needs to lose his job. And then right above that, Beth says, I know Jeff personally. He's a career paramedic as well as a police officer and is very concerned about patients as well as enforcing the law. He has firm legal ground to collect. I know because I used to collect gear draws. Well, I would say that if he does have firm legal ground, it doesn't seem like he used a firm legal channel.
Look, I want to thank both those commenters because that gives us a perspective that even the press doesn't have, right? Which is frontline people who know these folks right away in real time. So for the person who knows the nurse, it's clear when you watch her demeanor when she's talking to this officer that she is trying to protect a patient's rights and also uphold hospital policy, which is probably why the administration was so clearly supporting her, at least through the phone. Now, the discussion about Jeff Payne, this is my intuition, and I could be wrong, but this is just my response. And I want to fill it in first with some information that I got from this Tribune article. So it turns out that officers in this program are actually trained as phlebotomists, a certain subsection of them. And so they can actually draw blood, and he was one of them, I believe. And so it wasn't clear to me whether he was going to be drawing the blood or he was trying to get someone else to do it. But he was stopped by Alex Wobbles. So in the setting of that, what you see there, and when it came out later, so obviously they both kind of lawyered up, at least Alex did, and so there's conversation now between the police department and her attorney. What Detective Payne had said was that his supervisor, a gentleman named Lieutenant James Tracy, had told him on the phone earlier, look, you need to arrest her, Wobbles, for interfering with a police investigation if she refuses to let him get the sample. And so then Lieutenant Tracy said in his report, this is the supervising officer, that he spoke on the phone with Wobbles and told her he believed that they had implied consent to get the sample, but she cut him off and said that she would not allow the draw without a warrant. He then went to the hospital and tried to tell the nurse why she was in custody, but she appeared not to want to hear my explanation, Tracy wrote. So Porter, who is her Alex Wobbles, the nurse's attorney, said, implied consent has not been the law in Utah since 2007, and the U.S. Supreme Court in 2016 ruled that the Constitution permits a warrantless breath test in drunken driving arrests, but not a warrantless blood test. So I'm not a lawyer, and we didn't talk to a lawyer. We didn't talk to Tom's dad or anything before this, but it seems to me like maybe the police department is mistaken here in terms of being legally able to get the blood, but we are willing to be proven wrong on that. Either way, ZPAC, is the way this went down, the way we treat our caregivers. If it isn't the patients abusing us, if it isn't bad administrators abusing us, is it our law enforcement people who abuse us in full sight of the ward where we work and help people every single day? And it's clear that she's a dedicated nurse who's doing her job and was very professional the entire time, at least in the video. what the hell is going on?
Well, this just goes all back to the things we always talk about the hospital and the ER and everything being a sort of a sacred space, or at least it should be viewed that way in society. And you shouldn't, even if you're a police officer, you shouldn't be able to come in and do something like this.
You know, it's like walking into a church and throwing a scene. Like, you wouldn't do that, right, Tom? I mean, you would because you're a heathen, but most people wouldn't. And I think in many ways you have to look at the hospital in the same way. It's kind of like a church.
Seems like Alex Wubbles is not only a nurse, but like a legit superhuman person.
Tell me more.
Because Sarah says she was a two-time Olympian in alpine skiing, competing in the 1998 and 2002 Winter Olympics. She credits the toughness she learned from being an Olympic athlete for getting her through the ordeal. So she's not only a nurse, she's an Olympian, and this dude assaulted her for doing her job. It's pretty bad.
You know, do you guys, should we watch the clip again, do you think?
I want to see it one more time, even though it's going to make
me furious. Now
that
we know we talked about it, because I want you guys to...
Because the first time I didn't really get that the dude on the phone was an administrator.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to listen for that.
Well, I think it's some sort of supervisory figure, okay? Let's go back. Let's watch this clip again.
Brad, I'm just putting on speaker so you can... So I have this, it says obtaining blood samples for police enforcement from patients suspected to be under the influence. Okay? This is something that you guys agreed to with this hospital. The three things that allow us to do that are if you have an electronic warrant, patient consent, or patient under arrest. And neither of those things, the patient can't consent. He's told me repeatedly that he doesn't have a warrant and the patient is not under arrest. So I'm just trying to do what I'm supposed to do. That's all. So.
Okay, so I take it without those in place, I'm not going to get blood. Is that? Am I fair to surmise that?
Alex, you're not representing.
Yeah, I'm.
Okay.
Why is he continuing to blame you?
I don't know. I have no idea why he's blaming me. I'm just representing.
Why are you blaming the messenger?
She's the one that has told me no.
Yeah, but sir, you're making a huge mistake right now. Okay. Like you're making a huge mistake because you're threatening a nurse.
Okay. No, we're done. We're done. You're under arrest. We're going. We're done.
Tell me that wasn't insane.
Tell me that wasn't assault.
Yeah, that's assault.
Yeah.
In her place of work. Like, look, okay, let's speculate for a second that he had legal reason to arrest her, okay? Which it doesn't sound like he really did, but again, we're not lawyers and we don't know Utah law.
Right.
And we're relying on third-hand sources. Is that the way you arrest someone who's calmly doing her job, who's not threatening you, who's not... So you can hear his voice. He's getting upset.
Oh yeah.
And then he snaps. And at that point, you know what it is? It's an elephant stampeding, right? It's this. At this point, it's your primitive brain just pounding away. If Logan can click to the, there we go. And at this point, you're all adrenaline, you're all cortisol, you're all reactive. This is just shitty first draft running amok. And that's what I see and feel in that interaction, right? And how does she respond in a very appropriate elephant way, which is to scream and cry for help? So what we're seeing is pure humanity at its worst.
Cassie Young says, she looks really scared, poor thing. He felt embarrassed, so she arrests her. I am outraged. And think about how embarrassing it is for her to be arrested like that, doing your job in front of all your coworkers. Now, I'm sure everybody has nothing but the utmost respect for her, but that's still something that nobody wants to happen.
Yeah. And you know, it sounds like she's turning this into an opportunity to improve the situation. So she doesn't look like she's suing people. It looks like she's trying to raise the bar for this never happening again.
Yeah.
From everything I can tell.
This is a very heightened example of the advocacy that nurses have to do on a daily basis. You know?
Yep. You're absolutely right. And see, every day, these guys are on the front line dealing with this from patients, sometimes from other staff, occasionally from law enforcement, although it depends on the facility and the law enforcement group. But if you go back to the Delnor event, it was clear that there was a level of poor communication, to say the least, between, you know, the correctional officers that were guarding the patient that ultimately escaped and, you know, raped and tortured the nurse there, and the nurses who were working there. So why can't we do better? If you're trying to build a health 3.0 relationship, it means everybody on the team that's taking care of patients. You know, when I had Chris Weaver on the show, Tom, the psychologist in Palo Alto, he was talking about, he works with frontline healthcare providers and police officers together to talk about de-escalation and how they can more seamlessly manage mental illness, PTSD, violent people, shooters, those kind of things. And it's trying to build those bridges, but it's tough when egos are involved, when people are stressed. Like, I don't know what, it sounds like the person who knew the officer said that he was a pretty upstanding cat. You know, so did something happen that day? Was it a series of small paper cuts? Does he have a underlying sort of impulsive, violent personality that comes out when he's pushed?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And there he is in a strange, he's in the ICU. There's a bunch of people looking at him and he's feeling attacked.
Right.
Now, I'm not excusing this behavior. I'm saying, I'm trying to process why this would happen, because it seems insane otherwise.
Well, I think we have to point out that it's not like cops are out there doing this to nurses. I mean, for the most part, police officers and nurses have a very strong relationship from what I've seen.
Right.
Right. So this is just one dude who snapped, but he, you know, did it with an extreme amount of disrespect to this nurse and the profession in general.
Yeah, I gotta say, of all the police footage I've ever seen, this is the first time I've seen a white woman getting beaten up by a cop.
I told you not to make that joke before we went on air, and you did it anyway.
It's not a joke, it's an observation. But the truth is, look, we have a lot of police officers, we have a lot of family of police officers that are part of the ZPAC tribe. And anytime we talk about these issues, they have a very important perspective, which it is extremely difficult and often heroic work that our police officers do on a daily basis. It's very hard. We often like to second guess them, especially in the press and in other places. And so when this story first came out, my impulse was to not talk about it tonight because, again, we're giving you a shitty first draft along with everybody else, and this is our educated opinion about what's going on. Could we be wrong? But then I decided to go ahead and do it because what I want to see happen is I want to get those messages from people there saying, no, this is the nuance. Because then we can do a follow-up and go, remember that big reaction we had where our elephant was stampeding? Let's go to the elephant cam here, Logan. There it is. He's just stomping around. Well, let's give it a second because at some point, Tad, the writer, is going to assert control and rationale and calm will come back and at least put the elephant on a path that's less destructive. So that's kind of our pattern on the show, is to kind of break it down. There's the emotional, impulsive response, and then step back, have that second response, see if you need to apologize, see if you need to change your way of thinking about it, take a breath, right?
Listen, I don't want to put out hearsay into the world, but I'm seeing this several times in the comments, so I'm going to say it. Hope Darling says, this guy is also EMS and was even heard saying he would bring only transients to uni and take the good patients elsewhere, quote unquote. Patient.
So he was threatening the hospital because he was also an EMS worker.
Wow. Yeah, like I'm just going to dump a bunch of drug seekers at your doors because, you know.
So there's an issue here, right? But again, we don't know until we get more information. But you could see like everybody's pissed off. He wants the blood. Now remember, let's unpack why he might want this blood sample. It's been a month since the accident. So maybe there's part of an investigation now. And it turns out the suspicion is he was trying to actually protect the victim here, the patient, because the other driver was a sort of a erratic driver and it was purportedly to blame and I think might have been killed. And I mean, I don't know all those details because I just read it a minute ago. But the idea that then maybe the police officer, this guy's a reserve police officer in Idaho or something, so maybe there's a kinship there, maybe there's some sense that they need to go to bat for him, maybe that he was really trying to do his job above and beyond, and it felt like he was stopped by people who didn't understand. So I'm just trying to get in his head and try to feel some compassion for where he was coming from. Now, again, if it turns out that no, he was just being an asshole, then it's very hard to have compassion for that, right? Especially when you see what happened to her and hear what a wonderful person she is by all accounts, right?
Or if he's having personal problems and he's taking it out through his job.
Yep.
There's also no excuse for that.
there's no excuse for that. There's also, you know, he could be having substance abuse problems and struggling. This is Utah. Pretty much everybody's high AF on prescription drugs because you can't do illegal drugs because it's not very Mormon.
Kayla says, watch the other 19-minute video. Shows a lot more on how wrong he really is. He states that the policy isn't more important than the law. So I didn't know there was a 19-minute
cut. Yeah, I hadn't seen that. So if we can... maybe Logan can search for it. We can't feed it in real time, unfortunately, but we can at least link to it in subsequent broadcasts. I would love to see the longer version because I bet we'll see some nuance. So, Tom, you said that the commenter said that the longer version implied that he was even more wrong.
Yeah. Well, and think about the part of the video that we see in the short clip that we played. She is very nervous from the start of the video.
Yeah.
I mean, very nervous.
Yeah.
So... I don't know what transpired before that, but you can tell she's already in a very
uncomfortable
situation.
Yeah.
Well, she's trying to get out of it. You can tell she's just doing her job. She doesn't want to be there. You know?
Right.
He's the one who seems to be escalating the situation.
Right.
And I'm hearing in the comments that you can hear some of the conversation between him and his supervisor in the longer version of it.
Oh.
I'm not sure. So that's...
See, now this to me is real interesting because it's gonna play out a little bit more nuance. And, you know, the other question that I'm sure people will be asking is what was the administration's sort of supportive or unsupportive role in this. It sounds like so far they'd been supportive, saying, hey, you know, yeah, tell them this is our policy and we don't do it. And remember, like, she is in danger of losing her job if she complies with the police. And it's a violation of hospital procedure and they're wrong. She's in danger of losing her job. So she has pressure on all sides to do the right thing for the patient, the right thing for the policy, but then also obey the law. And it's pretty clear that it seems like she, you know, at least her report is, she said she never told them no. She just said, these are our policies. Okay, so we're not going to let you do this without a warrant. So we're not saying you can't draw blood. We're saying, you know, go get a warrant, right?
Dwayne says, sorry, Z-Dog, wrong tack to take after watching the video. He's rogue, whatever excuse is made for him. So Dwayne thinks you're being too even-handed.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Because it's so easy in these moments of passion when the Elephant Cam... when this is happening, okay? And what you're gonna see is every pundit and every internet personality and everybody across the country is gonna be yelling and screaming and calling for his head. And I'm not saying I don't feel that way inside. I'm saying that it makes sense to take a breath after your first draft response and think of all the other things that could be happening, because there's no urgency here. It's not like I have to chop off his head right now in some retribution. So having that capacity to put a space between your first response and how you then respond ultimately is what makes us better than human. Because our pure human response is just, I just spill water everywhere. I'm gonna play it off like nothing happened. Back to you, Tom.
Heather says, at the end of the longer version, you can see administrators coming to her aid. So that's something to take note
and,
of.
And you could see there were some folks helping her even in the shorter version at the end.
Somebody was saying, why wasn't the administrator there dealing directly with the guy? This seems like it's the middle of the night. I mean,
it was light outside.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But, you know, you got to understand, like, you know.
Not everybody's always in the hospital.
It doesn't usually go down like that. You know, I mean, it depends. We don't know. If it was a day hours, they could have called the, you know, head of whatever for the hospital down there, because it is a little bit tricky. And I don't know what her role was, whether she was charge nurse or in some other supervisory role. I got my laptop wet. But it seems a little difficult to put her in that position, right? Because if it is a hospital policy, then the higher ups, you would imagine, it would have been good if they could have come down, because I wonder whether this officer would have been as cavalier arresting the, you know, CMO of the hospital or the CNO of the hospital, as opposed to somebody he saw as less important. And remember this too, guys, like, and this is, I'm speculating formally here, but there is a tension between EMS and nursing, and there has been for a long time. And they each kind of view each other with a little side eye on occasion. And again, we're keeping it 100 on this show. This is just the nature of some of the interactions among our brothers and sisters that, again, ought to all be working together to build health 3.0, often do. But when they don't, there are certain stereotypical patterns that they fall into. And this sort of tension, particularly emergency nurses and rehab SNF nurses and EMS, there's some tension there, which you all know who work in those spaces. You all know what I'm talking about. And if you disagree with me, let me know in the comments.
Savannah says, oh my God, I know her. She took care of my niece when she was burned on 25% of her body. This is insane. She's an absolutely kind, intelligent, and caring nurse. I watched the video and I can't believe this happened.
So wow.
Like, every comment we've heard about her has just been
glowing.
And you can see that in the video that she seems to be
a
great nurse.
She seems legit, yeah. And,
you know, dude bro seems like not such a great police officer. Officer dude guy there.
Let's just say that the footage that we saw, which was his body cam footage, actually, I believe, if I'm correct, did not portray Guy Man Dude in the best light. So,
see, I know you want to take a calm tact, but like a moment can ruin and discredit an entire career. It really can.
It has.
If you hit your wife, that discredits your entire marriage.
It has. Right? It has. It will continue to do so. Careers have been lost. Remember Edwin Muskie? He ran for president in the 70s, I think it was. And in the process, they asked him a question about his wife, and he answered and appeared to have a tear in his eye. And in those days, if you start crying, you were a little bitch.
Right.
And he lost he couldn't even run. So it's simple things like that that can sink you.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Right now, there are probably 5 words I could say that would end my career.
Yeah.
Live on TV. You guys want me? Should I say
them? Let's list them.
Okay, let's go. Number one.
Stop.
The G word. Never say the G word.
I depend
the
T on Z word. For my income. Stop it.
If I say the Z word, everybody's like, what?
But
that's why we have to work on our frontal lobe to keep us from doing those things, right?
Let's see.
Let's read some comments here. He should have gone up the chain of command. She is only trying to follow policy and in the best interest of her patient and herself. Right. So Jennifer Petron, with our hindsight looking at this, there's no reason he should have arrested her. He should have gone up to the CEO and said, okay, your nurse is interfering with the hammer of justice. Get her out of the way and let us do this thing. And then the CEO could have said, well, actually, our lawyers say that you can't do that.
Yeah, and then he could have tried to arrest the CEO.
And here's the thing. How is this motherfucking urgent? It's not urgent. The guy's been in that bed.
Yeah, where's your subpoena?
For a month.
Where's your warrant, man?
You want blood a month out from the injury. Like, you don't think you could wait another day or two to get a warrant or to talk to the lawyers or whatever? I don't know how long they were working on this, right?
Carrie Bennett says, where's the video? And we do have some people that are just coming in now. So I think we'll play it one last time, even though it's starting to make me mad.
Hold on. So one thing, so the reason maybe we don't play that 19-minute video, Kelly Savage says, I saw the 19-minute movie video and there are HIPAA violations like crazy from their body cams.
Oh, yeah,
so let's not violate HIPAA if we can avoid it.
Of course there are.
Go ahead and let's roll that clip one more time so people who haven't seen it. And now this time we're going to come back. I'm going to give you you saw my first emotional response. You saw my second measured response. And now we'll all give our third response when we see this again.
Okay.
Brad, I'm just putting on speaker so you can. So I have this, it says obtaining blood samples for police enforcement from patients suspected to be under the influence. Okay? This is something that you guys agreed to with this hospital. The 3 things that allow us to do that are if you have an electronic warrant, patient consent, or patient under arrest. And neither of those things. The patient can't consent. He's told me repeatedly that he doesn't have a warrant and the patient is not under arrest. So I'm just trying to do what I'm supposed to do. That's all. So.
Okay, so I take it without those in place, I'm not going to get blood. Is that, am I fair to surmise that?
Alex, you're not ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is he continuing to blame you?
I don't know. I have no idea why he's blaming me. I'm just representing.
Why are you blaming the messenger, sir?
She's the one that has told me no.
Yeah, but sir, you're making a huge mistake right now. Okay. Like you're making a huge mistake because you're threatening a nurse.
Okay. No, we're done. We're done. You're under arrest. We're going. We're done.
Yeah, that shit is effed up. Yeah, that's just terrible. Yeah, there's really, you know, you can go through all the excuses, but like the way that ended should never, ever, 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 ever have happened to a nurse or anybody in the hospital that is trying to do their job in the interest of patients. That's bullshit. It has to stop. Do us a favor, ZPAC. If you care about this situation, if you care about protecting frontline health workers, if you're silent no more, I want you to hit share on this video and send it to everybody you know, or find the link that we're sending and share it with everybody you know. Spread the word about this case. Someone said I might have gotten the timeline wrong, that the video is from July 26th and that the accident was from the same time period. I may have misread the article, but I'm not sure that's true.
I'm seeing people say the same thing.
Okay.
And you know, another detail that's coming out in the comments is that she was the charge nurse that night, and the guy in the white behind her is the night soup. So that means, you know, he took the charge nurse out of the ICU. So he's endangering all the patients in the ICU also.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't even think about that immediately, but what are you doing, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, someone's going to be called in. Believe that. So, okay, so I apologize if I got the timeline wrong. So then they were trying to get blood quickly. Makes sense. So you could see another reason why the officer's intensity level might have been ratcheted up. Either way, no excuse for what happened. Hit share. Spread the word. We'll talk about this. We want to hear from you guys as to what the real story is, okay, on the front lines. Message us. We'll probably get 1,000 messages, but we'll look through every one. If we don't respond, it means that we've acknowledged it, and you'll see that it's been read, okay? It doesn't mean we're ignoring you. And thank you, ZPAC, for joining us tonight. We will try tomorrow to talk about pharmacists, I promise, but we want to make sure we respond to something when it happens, because it's important to all of us who are trying to make a better healthcare system. All right, ZPAC, stay safe. Thanks for doing all you do, and we out.
Hit share, you guys, because we have to make noise. We're pretty much the only ones who are doing that. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Go. That's the birthday. That's the birthday.